A meeting with the ethics board? Now? What for? Okay, just let me check on my patient first. He's been reassigned. A lot can happen from one 12-hour shift to the next. I went over the way I left things with you all day once I got home from my night shift. I didn't get much sleep, and wasn't in the best of moods returning to work this afternoon. But I didn't expect to be there for less than 20 minutes, or to be leaving without ever taking my coat off, much less with a 3-day suspension notice in my hands. Son of a bitch. I don't know exactly what you told them, but it was enough to get me reprimanded and a permanent mark in my otherwise stellar employee file. I guess I got what I deserved. I'd been naively holding out hope for all these years, and one day you'd miraculously see the light and realize that we were meant to be together, that I wasn't the one who drove your brother away, and that you couldn't live without me in your life. I saw your stay in the hospital as a patient on my floors, some sort of sign from above, my last chance, when really it was a neon warning sign for me to finally grow up and face facts. Let me tell you, nothing does that better than the bitter sting of betrayal and being slapped in the face with a 3-day suspension. It was awkward being back at work again, dealing with sympathetic glances from coworkers, going out of my way to avoid you. I wasn't your nurse anymore, which I was grateful for. But I still couldn't help myself from glancing at your charts, peeking in on you in your room while you slept, secretly watching your sessions with the physiotherapist. You looked good. I could see how much progress you'd made in such a short time. It didn't surprise me. You're a determined man. You didn't seem happy, though. Your face still looked weary, unapproachable as always, still trying to shut people out. It irked me that I still felt the need to check up on you, but it'd only be for a few more days. You were almost fully healed. You'd be discharged soon, and then things would go back to the way they were for me. Empty and lonely. But maybe this time with less regrets. Maybe now I'd be able to move on. I almost made it through another shift without running into you. You were free to walk around the floor and pretty much anywhere in the hospital you wanted now as part of your recovery. So it was getting harder and harder for me to avoid you. It never occurred to me that you'd be purposefully searching me out. You found me in the supply room, counting the sheets and towels, turning on the warmer to get the blankets heated and ready for patients since a cold night was looming ahead. I heard the door close behind you, and your deep voice close to my ear, startling me when you spoke. It's childish to avoid me, you know. I wasn't sure how I'd react to running into you until this moment. I turned slowly to face you, my fists clenched, gritting my teeth, my blood boiling. Fuck you! I guess I deserve that, you admitted and continued. Look, I'm sorry. What I did, it was low and inexcusable. You sounded seemingly sincere, but I wasn't having any of it. This is my fucking job. All I have. You may be fine being Mr. Loner, not needing anyone or anything, but I need this job. This is the only family I've got. I stuck my neck out to be your nurse because I couldn't stand the thought of you in here alone without someone who cares about you looking after you. What do I get in return? You fucking report me to the ethics committee? I should have guessed.
I'll admit,
I wasn't prepared for you to deny it. But I wasn't going to let you get away with that either. Please. They told me why I was reported. Don't make fucking excuses again. For once, just take the fucking blame. What do you mean, why would you report me? Are you being serious? You set me up that night. That night when... You set me up to jack you off so you could get me in trouble. You wanted revenge for me telling you about Alan. But it was the fucking truth, and you needed to hear it for once. And yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said some of the things I said, but... What? What do you mean I was right? About Alan and you pushing him away? Okay, well, at least there's that for some pathetic kind of consolation. You've known it for a long time, but just didn't want to admit it to yourself. And yet you still hated me enough to report me, I bit back. I never hated you. Not for one second. He rushed back adamantly. And I almost believed you. But I wouldn't get caught up that easily again. Yeah, right. You've got a really funny way of showing it to... I was so startled at first, I didn't even respond to your lips on mine. But that lasted less than a millisecond before all the need and longing of years past kicked in, and I kissed you back, slowly, in awe of my first taste of you, the heat of your body against mine, the smell of you filling my lungs, the flavor of your lips, masculine and addictive. I don't know how long that first kiss lasted. I just know it ended too soon. Then I had to face you. Look in your eyes. I wasn't sure what I was expecting to see. I was holding my breath. So were you. Your eyes held mine. I felt them lighting my insides on fire. I don't know who leaned back in first. But this kiss was nothing like the first one. Our lips crushed against each other. Our tongues battled. You stepped in closer so that I was pressed up between the rack of towels and your big, hard body. And you were hard. The thickness of your erection was pushing into my belly. My hands roamed over you. Your shoulders, your back, your hair, your head... Yours did the same. My back, my hips, my ass, pulling me into you, causing a moan to escape my lips that was matched by a husky growl of your own. Your hand flattened against my belly and drifted upwards purposefully. God, I needed your hands on me. I arched into you, grinding against you. Waiting for you to finally feel me. My breath. Ugh. Thank God you had the good sense to break the kiss and take a few steps back away from me before the door opened. It was Nurse Katie. She seemed oblivious to the situation she'd walked in on. She even bought your story about needing warm blankets for the night and not wanting to bother anyone to get them. And she blushed when you called her young lady and asked her to accompany you back to your room. But your eyes remained locked on mine as the two of you trailed off down the hall, the taste of you still on my lips.